So the first thing I'd like to do is just take all of us a moment, and this is just an invitation and not an obligation, but if you wouldn't mind putting yourself on your put your screen on just so we can see each other. Part of what I want to focus on today is connection and how easily we are isolated, and we've been asked to be isolated. So can we just take a few moments and just scan so we can see actually all these faces here and pretend we're in a big room together? We sort of are. And it's lovely for me to see you and so many faces I recognize. Some of you I haven't seen for ages. Hi, Tricia and Bonnie, nice to see you again. Hi, Tia, you're somewhere. I haven't seen you for ages. Oh, Lisa from Seattle, I'm so happy you're here. This is so much fun. Hi, Tia. Some of you know, we've known each other for years and years. Some of you, I'm strangers too. It helps me when you say where you're from, because then I can locate you in whichever retreat place I may have met you or something. Coral, you're here again. Lovely to see you again. Some of you know each other. Some of you are regulars at the at Vim's retreats, and you're probably, some of you are good friends, I'm sure. Anyway, let's just not, now we've seen each other, let's sense each other. We have all decided we want to spend this day connecting with our hearts, connecting with our wise selves, inspiring ourselves a little, hopefully, supporting each other for sure. Great. It's amazing. And we can show up from all over the place. I mean, I just think it's one of the blessings of our modern technology. So welcome, welcome, everybody, whoever you are, however you're feeling, whatever's been going on in your life. Lovely to see you all, have everybody here. And please, if you don't want to keep your screen on yourself or whatever, now do whatever you need to do. But I just wanted to make sure we could all connect. Thank you. So I'm going to give a talk, as you've seen the schedule, after lunch. So I'm not going to give much of a talk this morning, but I want to orient ourselves into the kind of focus I'm wanting us to share today. And it's more, these are some contemplations and reflections for ourselves. So as well as happiness, as well as gratitude, as well as a sense of whatever well-being you may have, there's a lot of tenderness here. And I want to really just be sensitive to the fact this has been a long haul, this COVID pandemic time and these restrictions, and there's a lot of stress for lots of people, I understand. And a lot of uncertainty for people, and a lot of irritation going on for people, various things. Yeah, we don't know how the future is going to unfold for people. We're missing the people we need to be with. We're missing play and dance and, laughter and all that kind of those circles. And so being aware of this, I'm wanting us to bring to our minds today that when we suffer, we tend to suffer alone. And when we're happy, we tend to connect with each other, typically, so socially. And I'm wanting us to redress some of that and spend some awareness today in our belonging, in what we share in being together. The healing of connection, which we're not able to physically experience, and we're missing. I'm missing. We're all missing. So as you see all those people, and you know that we're in this particular group, there are 86 of us now in this room, plus the team, so over 90 of us, that in this space, in all your homes connected by the screen, there's a lot of tender hearts. Not necessarily negativity or difficulty, but tenderness for sure. Let's feel our tender hearts, our own heart. But know that it's all multiplied by 90 just on this particular screen connection today. And as we tune in to knowing that there's a lot of tenderness, maybe difficulty, may well be loneliness or frustration or sadness, insecurity. Let's feel our care for that. When we let in vulnerability, sensitivity, it's the letting it in and allowing ourselves to receive it that our care comes forth to meet it. It's natural. So tuning into your own tenderness and your own caring. Yes. The heart that quivers a little bit when it's touched. And of course, before we can really open up our awareness easily and safely, we need ourselves to be soothed. We need ourselves to have some degree of steadiness and calm. So we're going to begin this way, as always we do. So letting yourself come inside now from your screen connection, coming right inside your own sense of being. Take just a moment to orient yourself right there in your home, the one you take for granted, the space you're so familiar with, you don't even notice it. And notice it. Just be in that particular room, the light that's in that room. The temperature of the air, the sounds, the little ambient sounds around you. I have a clicking fire behind me. Come into your body. Land this awareness which goes into the head so easily and so much of the time, running around with its thoughts and ideas and imaginations. See if you can unhook the mind that hooks into all of that world, that busy mental world. And can you imagine yourself like a bird and just like land down instead inside your body? Knowing how you're seated, the posture, where your legs are, where your arms are, what your hands are touching. And just take the next few breaths relaxing your body. Become familiar with being in this body. I always encourage people to move around your head. Just wobble it a little bit, just move it slightly, and then lower your chin and draw the chin slightly in. That actually straightens up and lengthens out the back of the neck, which gets very tight, especially peering into a screen. And let your face soften from any straining or frowning, or your face feels soft. Your shoulders come down. Just let yourself adjust. Make sure that your arms are not hunched in tight at the shoulders, but they're resting comfortably on your lap or on a cushion or wherever they are. Let yourself breathe two or three full, soft, sighing type breaths as you let go of busyness and imaginings and land and right here. Soften your belly, the whole abdomen relaxed. And just check down that your legs are loose and comfortable. And bringing in that sense of dignity I love to think of meditating as dignified, not slumped, not sloppy, but sacred somehow. And what we need in the beginning of any focused period, however brief, is a sense of reassurance or sweetness in our hearts. When the heart's troubled at all, then the mind gets going, the body gets tense, we get busy planning. When the heart is soothed, peaceful, full of well-being, then it allows the heart, the mind to quieten down, and the body to relax. The heart really leads the whole of our experience. Some of you know to like to put your hand on your heart. I do it often. But whether you physically put your hand on your heart or you just imagine bringing your attention in there, into that tender place in the middle of your being, where you care, where you become afraid, focusing some attention of kindness here, giving yourself a few hours of quiet, of focusing, of contemplating, of caring, is a gift. You're giving it to yourself, but also receiving it. Receive this gift of quiet hours together. Because we really do honor and care about and love ourselves, care about our lives and how they are and how they are these days. We're actually blessing ourselves by being with ourselves quietly. The blessings of being quiet, coming home, settling down. Resting. And let's just take a moment. And any of these pieces that I'm going to offer, these steps, you can continue through the day. Take one or more of these steps. First step being the heart. A way to encourage or fill the heart is to be grateful. Let's take the next 2 or 3 minutes quietly, each one in your own way. Aware of receiving some blessings that you are lucky enough to have in your life. It doesn't have to be too fancy. Maybe your health, whoever's dear to you in your life. Count blessings for a few minutes. as you deliberately focus your awareness this way, see if you can feel the impact. Can you feel yourself nourishing yourself this way? Reassuring, reminding yourself of the goodness that's around you. Let's be grateful, all of us, for our ability to see beauty. Beauty in shining faces, beauty in the earth, in the moon. In plants, in nature, in cobwebs. In music. Wherever you find nourishment, there's beauty. Receive it, allow it, be nourished. Be reassured when we're worried, troubled, challenged. We need reassurance. If there's a lot of trouble in the heart, a lot of anxiety or fear or pain, we need a lot of nourishment in the heart. If the heart is peaceful and calm, it's not so hungry, not so in need of reassurance. It's always going to change. So as the heart can soften, relax, feel safe. We can rest in the body more easily. So again, just scanning your attention through your body. Soft, relaxed, settling. Like birds landing and staying and resting. And it's now comfortable, hopefully more comfortable, upright. Home that is this body. With this heart right in the middle of it. Letting the attention, as some of you, it's a habitual practice, a well-established practice to notice this body breathing. Or for some of you to notice all the different changing sensations going on the outside surface and deep inside your hands. It's a very interesting base to rest attention as we continue with meditating. Today we're going to include, not exclude those things I've just said, but also include the sense of, first of all, there's 86 of us here, the sense of connecting, the sense of being one among many rather than one alone. There's you and me, and you're hearing me, so you and I are connecting. But sitting quietly in all these different places, tuning in to this space, all these others. Camaraderie. Company. Friendliness. Shared caring. The Buddha said, we can't meditate alone. We need to meditate among others, with each other. We need the support and the encouragement and the care of company. Meditation is so not an individual activity. It's so not about the self. It begins with that. But it's the doorway through which we connect with our world. And now be aware of yourself in your home. And some of you are in a home that's a single home and there's one person in it, you. But quite a few of you will be living in a home with others or within the building, another part of the building, other beings. Even those living alone in a house or a space, there are other buildings with people around you. Some closer, some more distant. As well as being you, the individual one, there's you, the member of your neighborhood. You're a neighbor. Let into your awareness the other beings around you there, and not just the human ones. Creatures. Just letting them be in our awareness. We don't have to do anything about them or to them. Just open up our hearts, our awareness, to being more inclusive. And then there's the web of your particular loved ones, your dear ones. You're woven in another weaving, the weaving of your family and your chosen families. Let yourself be aware of your a thread of, among other threads, each one a little different color. Creating another weaving, another pattern. Your family, your friendship circle. Aware of it as a family or a friendship circle rather than of the individuals. Feel held in that circle, your place among the others. And you can let that kind of awareness run through your day, expand it as far as you like, keep it to a small circle if that's easier. I'm a Salt Spring Islander, 43 years, one of many, many threads in this particular tapestry, this particular community. Our professional circles, Victoria Insight Meditation Community, the Insight Meditation Community all over North America were woven in, huge one. Keeping being aware of your body there, your tender heart, your breathing, your hands, and allowing yourself to simply be one among a circle of others. Relaxing that need to be individual. Relaxing the boundaries, keeping us isolated. As we breathe in and out, let that boundary that is in our heads, in our minds, soften and melt a little between us and the others. Our kindred. As some of you have heard me say many times, quoting my first Vipassana teacher, continuity of practice is the secret of success. The best way to make the most of a day like this quiet is the maintaining of the steadiness of attention, continuously being present gently. It's a slow, gentle flow. And I'd like to invite you to now, for the next 45 minutes or so, stay in the same mode. Be in your bodies, move slowly. Whether you actually do some yoga now or some qigong now or tai chi practice or actually walk, go for a walk in your neighborhood or do slow, more meditative backwards and forwards walking practice, that's your choice. That's the vehicle to allow your physical energy to move, to loosen, to lift up perhaps if you were dull, to soften if you were tight, free up any awkwardness or tensions if there were any. But the mode inside you is one of being aware of the body as it moves, of course, staying aware of the tenderness of your heart, and not just your heart, but our hearts, human hearts, especially these times, so many. Then also, as you can, allow your senses, particularly your eyes and your ears, as you move around, especially if you're going to be outside, particularly if you're going to be outside, which I encourage, sunny here today, is that through your eyes and your ears, you allow yourself to connect, to be aware that there is nature all around you, other beings, creatures, birds in the sky, and that you're part of it. We are nature. We are nature. We're not visitors to nature or observers of nature out there. We are nature. We're part of all of this world full of life. And allow yourself to feel your senses connect you to that field of life, that this world that we're all in, this beautiful world, this living, amazing realm. As you do whatever activity you do now, slowly, gently, calmly, connectedly, I will ring my bell that you just heard at the end of this period, which is sort of signaling that we're now going to be sitting again. And in the next periods of sitting, I will offer a few words, not many, just a few reminders, suggestions, and we'll be quiet now. Now, if anybody would like to ask me a question, would you please chat to me on the chat? And I will reply as best I can. I hope not too many of you asked me too many questions. And I'd like to offer that too during the next period, so I can take that time to answer some questions. Hopefully that won't be too long. But if anybody has anything more that you would like than I can deal with chat, then I would like to, without going overboard here, but you could communicate with Suzanne, who has everybody's contact information, email and telephone, because I am available. If you have something coming up that's challenging that you'd like my help with or my support with, how this meditation practice can be serving you, then please use that facility. We can have a conversation after the retreat, either communication by email or by telephone. So the rest of you, no questions. Please carry on. Slowly enjoy your day. See you back here in 45 minutes.
Thank you, Heather. So we'll have this period of walking and mindful activity until 10:45, I guess is what we're saying. And if you I invite you to return around 10:40 and consider turning off your cameras during this period, but staying connected to the Zoom meeting.
Kevin, mm-hmm. Am I still on? Yes. You know what? It's a shorter period. It's not 10:45. I was wrong. We're coming back at 10:30.
10:30, yes. Okay. So we'll be back at 10:30, and perhaps if you could return at 10:25. and consider turning off your cameras. Okay, great. Thank you, Heather.
Thanks, Kevin.